Cootie Liuli put the lotus lantern prepared by Pei Xingjian into the pond and sent his grief to the dead mother. Pei Xingjian played a flute to greet the dead. Song Tao knelt outside the palace gate and waited for Wu Karen, repeatedly apologizing to her, regretting betraying Kuei's slander, and betraying Wu Karen. Wu Karen discovered that something was wrong with her early on and deliberately revealed the peony pattern in front of her. Unexpectedly, Song Tao could not wait to report to concubine Yang, thanks to Yu Yu following her all the way. Song Tao wanted to stay with Wu Karen, and after vowing to be loyal to Wu Karen no longer believed in her, and asked Yu Yu to inform Naibu Pan and send Song Tao elsewhere. Song Tao determined that concubine Yang would not let her go, and begged Yu Yu to help her intercede, but Yu Yu was helpless and persuaded her to do it for herself. Concubine Yang sent people to follow Li Ji's every move, and learned that he cared for Cootie Liuli, and often called to the palace to drink. Concubine Yang sent Kuei to spread the news that Li Ji liked male style. The rumor soon spread. There was an uproar in the palace. Deng Qinyang wanted to embroider the customs of the West City. She asked Zhou Jinyang about the embroidery stitches. Zhou Jinyang flatly refused. Deng Qinyang was very sad. Cootie Liuli hurried to comfort Deng Qinyang when she heard about this. That night, Cootie Liuli and Pei Xingjian met at Yixin Palace. She gave Pei Xingjian the bedclothes made by herself. Pei Xingjian forbade her to make bedclothes for other men. Cootie Liuli made fun of him for not being like a man. She saw if she was a real man, Cootie Liuli flees in fright. Zhang Mei's attendant specially selected a handsome in-house attendant and sent it to the East Palace to please Li Ji, but was turned away by the king's attendant. Wu Karen heard the rumor that Li Ji was masculine and alluded that the other party was Cootie Liuli. Li Ji reported the letter, but Li Ji disapproved. Wu Karen reminded Li Ji to be more careful. Pei Xingjian also persuaded Li Ji to distance himself from Cootie Liuli. Li Ji repeatedly claimed that he had been discussing with Cootie Liuli recently and did not care about the rumors. Concubine Yang sent people to give Li Shimin soup and tonic every day, and she also inquired about Li Shimin's physical condition. After waiting for a month, Li Shimin was moved by concubine Yang's sincerity and forgiveness for the Obon meeting. Li Shimin's favor. The rumors about Li Ji's masculinity became more and more outrageous, and Fei Yang repeatedly told Li Ming to be tight-lipped about these and never let Li Shimin hear them from their mother and son. Regardless of the king's servant's dissuasion, Li Ji often called Cootie Liuli to the East Palace. The servant recommended by Jiang's servant was responsible for the incense of the East Palace. He acted in a hurry on the surface, secretly paying attention to Li Ji's every move. Pei Xingjian called Cootie Liuli to the back door and repeatedly told her not to see Li Ji in the East Palace, lest the rumors would hurt her safety. Cootie Liuli fully agreed. Unexpectedly, the king's servant also came in through the back door and forcibly called Cootie Liuli away. Li Ming saw Wang's servant brought Cootie Liuli to the East Palace and heard that concubine Yang was accompanying Li Shimin. He felt that the time was right, so he asked the servant to put medicine in the incense burner. After Li Ming arranged everything, he came to greet Li Shimin. Concubine Yang wanted to go to the lotus pond in the East Palace to pick lotus seeds to defeat Li Shimin. Li Shimin also wanted to go with him. He called Li Ming to go with him. Li Ming naturally couldn't ask for it. Due to the medicinal effect in the incense, Cootie Liuli felt red, weak, and sweating constantly. Li Ji watched her sweating dumbly. Cootie Liuli was very uncomfortable. He wanted to take the drawing back, but he fainted without taking a few steps. Li Ji quickly picked her up and let her rest in the East Palace temporarily. Cootie Liuli resisted in every possible way.